and Alex, and he goes into the goalie. So it's a tough call, but having said that, when you look back, there is contact from their player into Gillies, and basically that left the hole wide open net for Lucchini to put it in. And you know, I thought, like I said, they looked at it a long time, and you know, obviously they looked at the review, and I believe they got it right. And you know, it was an important goal, big goal.
Let me ask you this: Kossoff threw his helmet off, his mask off.
Yeah.
Goal had gone in. If a goaltender does that before a goal goes in. Do you have any idea?
Yeah,
what the
I'm not sure he threw it off.
I'm positive he did.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
He was down on the ice and he flipped it off.
Yeah, and he might have been maybe just to get the referee's attention or say something. But that's a good question. I think he'd get a delay of a game penalty. Okay. I'm just saying, like, if Jamie Phillips, the puck's in his, all of a sudden he takes his mask off and.
Yeah, I don't blame Kossoff for what he did. It's probably see what happens.
But if you remember Minnesota State, we had a similar situation where Jamie could not get at the puck, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's right.
And, you know, their guy was on top of him, and, you know, they say, well, our guy shoved him in. So I've seen that go away, and Jamie's mask comes off, same thing.
Yeah, you're right.
And I asked the referee about, well, you know, his mask came off. The guy hits him so hard, his mask pops off. You know, how could you, you know? And he goes, well, let's check his chin strap then, coach. Let's see if it's legal chin strap that he's supposed to have on.
Okay.
And, you know, right there, okay. And I'm sure Kozlov, probably all these goalies, I think they're supposed to have a chin strap underneath, but I don't think any of them wear them. But anyway, so I've seen that called. Same against us. So it's If there's any contact between the defensive player and your player into the goalie, I think this day and age you're going to call it a goal.
So Jake Lucchini gets his fourth of the season.
And he played well. I was happy. They were much better that line on Saturday night. And I think our team overall was much better. But we had jump, and you could tell maybe taking that Thursday off helped us. I mean, we had a little extra jump in our step on Saturday night.
Let me ask you this. Gillies on that line.
Yeah.
Not flashy this weekend, but his – bringing the puck up the ice, especially on his backhand, just to get it in there. How important is that to the success of
that
line?
Well, huge. I mean, he's got, and coaches, we commented on this. I was listening to Joe Sean and Gary Shuchok and and they were talking about, like, Gillies doesn't realize how good he can be or really is. That's a good thing in a way, because there's so much potential there that we still can get out of him, and he can get out of himself. But even Friday night, he drove the net. You throw that puck, he's handled the puck on his backhand extremely well. We have him playing on the off wing, so a lot of times you get that puck on your backhand part of your stick, which is a more difficult pass to take. But he's done a good job and practiced hard at being able to take those pucks. And the one thing it does, though, give you is you can protect it when you go to the net, because it's on, you can get it out here on your backside and protect it more than you can, you know, on your forehand. And he's done a real good job, and he cuts in that well. So.
He gets an assist on that goal. Brent Baltus gets the primary assist. Jake Lucchini's fourth of the season. And we go to the third period. The Huskies are up 3-0, 19-9 in the second period. Michigan Tech out shooting the Lakers. And things got a little bit out of hand in the third period. Before we talk about all the penalties, there was a penalty shot at the end. 55 seconds left. Toro gets the goal on the penalty shot against Jamie Phillips.
Bringing it up. Toro coming down on Jamie Phillips. Here's the shot. Scores! Went over the shoulder, glove side of Phillips for the first goal of the weekend for Lake State with 55 seconds left to go in the contest.
And I guess we don't need to talk about the call. I wasn't very happy with the call on there, but just unfortunate for Jamie Phillips. That's the only goal he gives up was on that. But a really nice shot by Gage on that penalty shot to give Lake State their only goal of the weekend.
Well, no question. It was a tough call. It was a little bit of a scramble play. Jamie came out to play the puck initially and sort of sat there, and the guy sort of throws at the net. He gets a stick on it, and next thing you know, it's up in the air. And Reed Sturles is coming back. He's looking at the puck. He's got really no idea where the net is, or he's not as concerned. But he's sort of stopping. And the guy gives him a little bump, and as Reed's reaching up to knock the puck out of the air, you know, he sort of the guy sort of, like, there's a little contact, and he goes into the net. And the next thing you know, the guy's calling the penalty shot. Like, it's, you know, in that situation, you know, where the game was and everything going on, I'm not sure you make that call. But having said that, Jamie Phillips is such a team guy that I know the shutout was important. It's important for our team, too, and I think that's why they were so upset. But having said that, I know Jamie will tell you he'll take the W any day over the shutout, and that's the kind of team guy he is. Like, he'll just sort of smile a little bit after it and whatnot, and good for him. But it would have been nice. I've never seen Joe Sean so excited in my life. I mean, he was you can tell he's the head of the goalie union here in Houghton. So yeah, but he, I like that about our assistant coaches. They're into it. They're And they want to see, obviously Joe wants to see Jamie do well, and they have a great relationship, and they've done a great job together, and it's just too bad. But I am going to, give a shout out to our penalty killers. In the second period, we got called for, three penalties, and, after two periods, we had, two power plays to their four, and our guys did an excellent job killing penalties in the second period, not giving them an opportunity to get back in the game. So between Jamie and our penalty killers, they did a fantastic job of keeping that, keeping the game in check for us.
There's a lot more to talk about this game, and most of the questions are coming in talking about the penalties and everything that happened after the game. So we'll get into that in just a little bit. Keep you cliffhanging here, and we'll take a break. Again, the email address, dj@themix93.com. Your questions for Coach Pearson coming up right after this.
Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its seventh year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the library. The deals keep getting better and better at your party headquarters of the Copper Country, Bucko's Party Store of Calumet. All 12 packs of canned beer are on sale. All 2 liters are 2 for $3. All 7-Up 20-ounce products, 90 cents. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans are 2 for $9. Stay warm this winter with Keweenaw Alpaca gear, sold exclusively in Bucko's clothing aisle. Bucko's has a plethora of energy drinks and Gatorade products priced at record lows. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have a $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, let's get to the questions here, and I know a lot of people are waiting to find out some of the answers here. So let's get to our first question here for today on the Mel Pearson Show. And, Coach, this is going to probably answer a lot of the questions that are coming in, but this question says, why did you push the opposing coach, Damon Whitten, after the game? Did it have to do with the major penalties throughout the game?
No, and that's – and I didn't push him. I was just trying to get away from him. We were shaking hands, and – I didn't want to. I wanted to make sure my emotions were pretty high after the game.
Yeah.
And I think probably Damon's were too. So no, I just was trying to get away from him. Anyway, it's no big deal. Damon and I go back a long way, and he did a great job here at Michigan Tech. And I was just disappointed in some things that how the game went, because I thought they played really hard the first game, and even the second game for the most part. I think once it got to 3-0, then things started to get away a little bit. There's a hit at the end of the second period that we didn't like, another bad hit from behind that sort of they let go a little bit. But there's no need for the kind of hit that we saw in that game. I mean, just put yourself in a position, if that was your boy out there or daughter in a situation like that where you're battling another player with the for the puck and some